if coffee makes you nervous. Switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Lum and Abner. A couple of months ago, Mrs. Peterson was just about the nicest, sweetest, most adorable woman a man could be married to. But suddenly something happened to her. Her husband came home one night, opened the door, and was greeted like this.
Heavens, Austin, don't slam the door that way and hang your coat up. And for goodness sake, don't just stand there looking at me.
And it didn't stop there, friends. Scenes like that repeated themselves night after night. What had happened? What had turned Mrs. Peterson from a calm, lovable, even-tempered woman into a nagging, short-tempered scold? Her doctor said it was nerves. Coffee nerves. No, I'm not going to get up here and try to tell you that coffee sets everybody's nerves on edge. It doesn't. Plenty of people can drink cup after cup of coffee with no ill effects at all. But plenty of other folks shouldn't touch coffee. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves you know may affect you in any one of several ways, irritability, indigestion, sleeplessness, and you suspect coffee may be responsible or even partly responsible, give up coffee and switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind, so it can't possibly set your nerves on edge. And Postum's distinctive flavor has made it a favorite drink in millions of homes. So start right away to drink Postum instead of coffee, will you? And see what happens after you've given Postum a fair trial. Say even in 2 weeks. See if your nerves haven't steadied down. See if your disposition hasn't improved. See if you want a calm, good-natured, likable person again. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge are all excited. Word was received this week that a motion picture company from Hollywood is planning to come to Pine Ridge to make a picture. It's also understood that Lum and Abner will have prominent parts in the production. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner, along with the Jot 'em Down store, talking on the telephone.
Love to the worst way, Cedric, but I just couldn't get off this afternoon. Lum ain't here, and I just have to close up the store. Well, is the signs right for fishing now? They are. Well, fishing ought to be good, then. Who? He did, for the land's sake. All of them right there in Big Eddy. Well, doggy, that just makes my mouth water to hear that. When was you aiming on going? If I knowed for sure Lum wouldn't be back, but dad blame if I wouldn't lock up and go with you. Well, I'll tell you. Just a minute, Cedric. Somebody coming in. Come in. I'll be down here and you. Oh, come in, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, Abner. Good afternoon. How's my old friend today?
Oh, tolerably well, I reckon, Squire. Take a chair there. I'll be down directly.
Yes, go right ahead, Abner. I'm in no rush.
Hello? Well, I'll tell you what you do, Cedric. You go ahead and dig the bait and then come by here, and if Lum ain't back by that time, why, maybe I can think of somebody along the river there that owes the store some money, and I can try and collect that. Then after I see them, why, it wouldn't hurt nothing for me and you to stop and fish for a while, I reckon. Oh, it won't take me long. I'll think of somebody right there on the road so it won't take up much time. All right. Now hurry so as we'll have as much time as we can. All right. Goodbye. Well, Fish, Squire, what's new?
Oh, not much at all, Abner. I just thought I'd drop over and see what you knew about this report they're going to make a motion picture here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I don't know much about it, except I guess there. That fella Boson, that talent scout from out there in Hollywood, come in here last week, you know, to hire Elizabeth. Got the idea while he's here, this would be a good place to make one.
Mm-hmm. That old Mutri tell me that they hired you and Lum for the picture.
Well, I guess they will. That's what the feller said he aimed to do. Wanted us to act in it.
When did they plan to start, Abner?
Why, right away, I reckon, from what they said. We got a telegram yesterday from Mr. Boshin. Said he'd be here the first of the week to make all arrangements.
Well, that sounds as though there's no doubt but what they'll make it then.
Oh, they're going to make it all right.
Do you know anything about what the picture's going to be about, Abner?
Why, just about Pine Ridge here, from what he said. Said he wanted me and Lum to play the part of storekeepers. That is, just run our store like we always do.
Well, from that, I guess that your store is going to be in the picture then.
Yeah, it'll be in it, yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear that, Abner. Did he mention any other places around here that he was planning to use?
No. Well, now, he did say something about Uncle Henry Lunsford's place.
Uncle Henry?
Yeah, me and him drove down by there last Sunday, and he said he'd make an awful pretty setting for a picture, whatever that is. Said that house sitting there amongst all them big trees would be awful pretty.
Yes, that place of Uncle Henry's is very pretty. Yeah, I never would have thought of that either. That's the only place he mentioned, huh?
Well, he thought all this country around here was pretty. The picnic ground down there by the river, he said that's the prettiest spot he ever saw.
Picnic ground, yes. Who does that land belong to?
Well, that's part of Ruth Wilson's place, except he just never has fenced it in.
Oh, yes, that's right, sure. Well, I'm mighty glad to hear that picture company's coming in here, Abner. We should all make some money out of it. And you and Lum particularly should make a lot of money.
Well, we better. Way Lum spent it here the last few days. I saw him, that fella just went plumb hog wild.
Now, what's the matter with Lum?
Why, since he's going to be a moving picture actor now, well, there just ain't no living with him. Got all kinds of highfalutin' ideas. Been taking all the money we could get in here at the store and buying a bunch of Hollywood clothes, he called them. Got himself a checkered coat and some yellow breeches and...
Is that Lum wearing that outfit? I saw somebody go down the street this morning dressed like that. Had on dark sunglasses, and I wondered who in the world it was. Looked like a circus clown.
That's Lum.
Well, I do know.
He's going to break us just short of the world.
Well, so now, I've got a little proposition here that might interest you then, Abner, if you need money.
And what's that, Squire?
I want to rent the store here.
Rent the store? Oh, no, I don't believe we'd be interested in that, Squire. This is the only way we got to make a living. If I was to get out of here, why, I wouldn't know what to do, hardly.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. You're getting ahead of me. I don't want you to get out of it.
You mean you want to hire us to run it for you?
No, I'll tell you what I'll do, Abner. I'll rent your store, give you $25 a month for it, and you and Lum can go right ahead and run it just as you always have, and keep all the money that you take in.
You mean we get the $25 a month and all the money we take in, too?
That's right.
Well, how are you going to come out on a deal like that, Squire?
Well, that's my word, Abner. So, what do you say?
Well, that sounds awful good, Squire, if you want to do it.
Well, that's fine. Now, here, I've got an agreement right here all drawn up, and you, as one of the partners, can sign it.
Well, now, whilst it sounds good to me, Squire, I expect I better talk to Lum about it first.
Yeah, by the time you talk to Lum, well, I might be out of notion, Abner. When I get ready to make a deal, I want to make it right then. Might be that I have made you too good a proposition. After I study it over, I might change my mind.
Well, doggies, I wished he was here. What does that agreement say?
Well, here, I'll read it to you. This is an agreement entered into this the 15th day of March, 1940, between Lum Edwards and Abner Peabody, owner of the Jot'em Down store, and Squire Skim. We agree to lease the Jot'em Down store to M.K. Skim for a period of 6 months. That's a rental of $25 per month, rent to be paid in advance. During this time, it is understood that we will continue to operate the store as in the past, and all the proceeds of the business shall remain our property. Then you sign right here, Abner Peabody Partner. But it'll have to be right now or never, Abner.
Doggy, that sounds all right.
It is all right. There's nothing wrong with the deal, Abner.
Well, here, I'll sign it. Way he's spending money, I got to do something to keep us from starving to death. Right here, huh?
Yes, it's right there on that line. And here's the $25 for the first month's rent.
Yes, sir, I believe I made a good deal there, Squire. I'm sort of a hard man to trade with, ain't I?
Yes. You drive a hard bargain, Abner.
Well, look who's coming in, would you? Dick Huddleston.
Well, I guess I better be running along. I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Much obliged to you.
Not at all, Abner. Not at all. Well, howdy, Dick.
Oh, hello, Squire. How's everything with you?
Oh, just fine, Dick, just fine. When did you get in town?
I came in last night.
Ain't going to be around for a few days, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be around a day or two. Well, I'll be seeing you then. Yeah, all right, Squire.
Yeah, come on back, Dick.
Well, how are you, Abner?
Oh, just fine.
Say, what's this I hear about you and Lom going into the moving picture business here?
Yeah, I reckon we're going to be actors. Where'd you hear it?
Why, Grandpappy Spears told me something about it down at the store. That'll be a fine thing for the town, too, Abner. Give Pine Ridge a lot of good publicity.
Oh, yeah.
And it should make a good picture, too. You know, there's a lot of people in larger towns that don't know the advantages of a place like this, Abner. Now, if they'll portray our town just as it is, get the honesty and sincerity and love for their neighbors that exist here among the people of this town, it's going to cause an awful lot of interest in Pine Ridge. It'll be the greatest thing that ever happened for us.
Yes, sir, I believe it will, too.
Where's Lum?
Well, to be honest, I think he's out practicing polo.
Polo?
I believe that's what he called it. He's got that old swayback horse, Ezra Seastrunk's, down there in the pasture back of my place, knocking that tin can around with the shinny club. I told him over at noon he could play a heap faster if he'd get off and walk. You know how that old horse pokes along.
Well, where in the world did he ever get that idea?
He read it in one of them moving picture magazines. Oh, you wouldn't know him, Dick. He just went from Hollywood, using all kinds of crazy expressions, wearing fancy clothes, spending all the money we got.
Well, I do know.
I made a deal just now that'll help us some. I rented our store here to Squire Skimp for $25 a month, and we get to run the store and keep all the money we take in, too.
Keep all the money you take in? Well, how's he going to make any money on that?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't believe he realized himself what he done. Come in here and got to talking about this moving picture. I told him me and Lum was going to be in it. Run our store just like we always do. And he asked me some of the other places around here that the feller liked. And next thing I know, he made me that proposition. I got the first month's rent right here in my pocket.
By George, that seems like a funny deal for Squire. Wait a minute. I see through the whole thing, Al. You can't go through with that deal, Abner. It'll ruin everything.
Huh?
Squire Skimp intends to lease all the property that this picture company is planning to use and then stick them a big price to rent it. Now, somebody start pulling a stunt like that on them, they'll back plumb out of the deal. Just call the whole thing off.
Oh, my goodness. I've done signed the papers. What'll I do, Dick? What'll I do?
Don't forget, friends, at this same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.